This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 29th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler, but still a pleasant night to be out. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the United States and Saudi Arabia jointly struck Iran-backed militias in Iraq earlier this hour. The airstrikes targeted sites used for weapons and logistics. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran launched multiple missiles at U.S. bases across the Middle East in a surprise attack earlier today. A U.S. official confirmed that at least four ballistic missiles targeted a base in Jordan. Also this hour, the Times of Israel notes that Prime Minister Netanyahu described his meeting with former President Trump as one of their best ever. The White House called it productive and positive. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights a warm meeting between Netanyahu and Trump, discussing strategies against Iran and preventing nuclear proliferation. And finally, according to the foreword, Netanyahu is set to meet Trump with key issues like Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia on the agenda. Let's see what's happening on social media. Belaz News reports that former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett responded to Qatar's condemnation of his remarks. Bennett doubled down, saying Qatar's reaction shows they are afraid. The Times of Israel shared that Trump mentioned they discussed many important subjects in his meeting with Netanyahu, calling it a very good meeting. Iris, providing regional insights, noted that Iran has rejected Oman's proposal to share control over the Strait of Hormuz, demanding more control over the shipping lanes. Now for more on those stories, starting with the joint airstrikes. Ynet reports that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia targeted Iran-backed militias in Iraq after Iran launched missiles at a U.S. base in Jordan. This strike aims to disrupt the militia's operations and send a strong message to Iran. The situation in the region remains tense, with potential implications for regional security. Turning to Iran's missile launch, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Iran attempted a surprise attack on U.S. bases in the Middle East this morning. U.S. officials are assessing the damage and considering their response. This escalation raises concerns about further conflict in the region. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel details Netanyahu's meeting with Trump. The discussions focused on Iran, but reportedly did not mention Iran's Pickax Mountain nuclear facility. This meeting could shape future diplomatic engagements between the U.S. and Israel. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights that Netanyahu and Trump discussed strategies to counter Iran's nuclear ambitions. The meeting strengthens the two leaders' alignment on Middle Eastern security issues. This ongoing partnership influences regional dynamics significantly. Finally, the foreword notes that Netanyahu's agenda with Trump includes discussions on Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia. These talks could impact future U.S. foreign policy decisions and Israel's security strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Papaya, an Israeli gaming company, is cutting 30 employees. The company cites the adoption of AI, currency pressures, and a changing tech landscape as reasons for restructuring. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses the challenges faced by long-time residents during urban renewal projects. While these projects can revitalize neighborhoods, they often impact vulnerable populations heavily. And finally, Globes highlights mounting layoffs in the Israeli software sector. Companies like Monday.com, Wix, and Fiverr are making deep cuts amid stock declines. The trend is a sign of broader challenges in the tech industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.